All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to final segment five of my last show for The Bigger Picture. And this segment is It Is What It Is. I'm going to just tell you what I think finally of the Democrat Party through the eyes of Mark Levin on page 329 of his book. And then I'm going to pray against those enemies of America, and I'll be finished. Folks, these are the words of Mark Levin. It takes uncommon fortitude, principles, and foresight to recognize and engage the Democrat Party, I call it the Demon Party, its surrogates, and the American Marxist governments. It takes fortitude and principle to take them on. In addition to literally putting your career and your freedom on the line, you must deal with a rearguard action from quislings within the Republican Party. Oh, Miss Cheney, may you rot in an unpleasant place. Even so, I do not believe it can be said that the Republican Party as an institution hates America or exists to again fundamentally transform America. It is not. The Republican Party is not the home of the various Marxist movements that plot daily and in a thousand ways against America. Furthermore, the Democrat Party seeks to effectively sideline the Democrat Party with repeated efforts to cartelize control over the electoral process, which is close to achieving that task already, having near monopoly control over our culture. Friends, Mark Levin is right. The Democrat Party hates America, and you have to ask why. Why do we have people flooding into this country over the north, the border, as well as the south border? Why do we see the values of faith, family, and free enterprise so attacked by the LGBT minions that infect the Democrat Party? Or those radical women appropriately named Claudine Gay, a president of Harvard University with her buzz haircut and her her death to Jews mentality, they're trying to back her out of now. Look at the number of liberal Marxist women, white and black, that infect academia. They sit at the top. What have we done in our country? What happened to righteous male authority? I'll tell you what happened. People like Letitia James, black woman, liberal, Marxist. Fannie Willis, black woman, liberal, Marxist. Oh, how about Tanya Chutkan? Or let's go on the other side, the male side. How about Merritt Garland or Jumping Jack, who's the prosecutor against Donald Trump? Look at the demonic look in that fool's eye. Where do these people come from? How do we allow them to get there? Adam Schiff. Oh, God save us. This country is in a mess. It's my fault. It's the fault of the men who listen to this radio station who say, I agree. Well, it's great. It's great stuff. And then do absolutely nothing. You're sitting on bags of money when you could be doing things, putting it into this station or something else to help fight back. I don't care if I've said it's a lost cause, because I'm saying damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. I have to show by my actions what I stand for, and in what I stand for, possibly galvanize others to come out of their sleep and stop this nonsense that we're allowing to happen in this country. Men, you gotta wake up. Good, righteous men who have families and know we must protect those women and children at all costs from these Hamas-like devils, demons, that possess this country now. We must go back and change our ways, or at least show our repentance from it by what we do henceforth. I'm going to close my program with a prayer. I hope you don't think that my screed disqualifies me from doing that. But righteous anger is a right thing, and I hate those who hate Father God. Father God, I have ended my program. I have ended my 35 years of a quest to find out what's really wrong with America, and if Pat Robertson was really right when he said in 1989, all cultures die because men stop being men, and witch-spirited women step up to take their place, and they take the country to a sensual behavior that kills productivity, it kills moral standards, it kills progress. It's exactly, Father, what has happened in our black culture, where fathers are gone, and the black culture has become not the cause, not to be blamed for, but the metaphor for the dysfunction of America. Vile language in music, in your face, look at me behavior, and then we scream, we hear them scream, racism! Because we dare to say that, well, they're defective in their culture and in their behavior. Almost as defective as the demonic white culture behind the Democrat Party, who are the ones pulling the strings. In the few seconds I have left, Father, hear my plea. Spare America, if you will. Destroy the Democrat Party utterly and completely, and remove it from the political landscape of America. In your name I pray. Amen.